And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father, through the Son, and by the Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul warns of the dangers of negative influence, writing, "It only takes one misguided individual among you to infect all the others." Wow. The sentiment echoes the well-known saying, or actually precedes the well-known saying, "One bad apple spoils the whole bunch," especially a person who harbors doubt or legalism that can infect and weaken the faith of others. True, true, true. The central theme of Galatians is faith versus works. Paul expresses profound concern that those who started with faith, but then they've regressed to this works-oriented mindset. In verse 10, he expresses hope that they will return to a faith-based life, stating, "I'm trusting in the Lord to bring you back to believing." He emphasizes that living by faith demonstrates genuine trust in Jesus Christ. And finally, Paul concludes with powerful, powerful theological statements. He asserts our freedom in Christ, but reminds us that this freedom should be used to serve one another out of love for God. In modern times, we have been liberated from slavery only to become willing servants to love one another out of love.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk is what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, two things. One, it's not professional radio. Relax, okay? Take a deep breath. Number two, we're asking what you think. If you want to, you can reach out to us. You don't have to. You can, though. You can do that by email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Or if you don't want to do that, you can text us live during the show. Yeah, it's fun. And for many people, it's safe. You can text us live during the show. That's pretty funny, right? At 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. Now, I know that's the one that really gets people going, because thinking about calling people makes you kind of like, but here's what I'm going to say to you. Try it. It won't hurt you. I don't think anything bad will happen to you. I'm pretty confident, as long as you're not calling while you're driving, you should be safe in the process. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, let me tell you what that's like. That's like having a cheat meal with your favorite person and you don't tell anybody that it's carrot cake in the meal. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on.
That's a good one. And it was carrot cake with Noel. I'm not telling anybody.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. So we do have to get a little bit of an update. There was some sports happenings yesterday, and they were pretty positive overall for the Texas people, and we do want to give that acknowledgement. Also, there's a little bit of acknowledgement there that the Red Wings actually won another game, so I'm pretty happy about that. But let's take a moment and talk to Jake's take on just the general process of the sporting. So what happened in the baseball realm between the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers?
The Rangers won again yesterday.
Wow!
Won game two in Houston. So they won both games in Houston.
Wow!
Up 2-0 in the series. And now tomorrow night for game three, it's back in Arlington.
Wow! I mean, that's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're only two wins away from making the World Series.
So if they win two more games, the Texas Rangers, they're in the World Series?
Right, right.
Oh,
it's first one to win four, and Rangers have two, and the Astros haven't had one yet. So
wow.
They need only two more, and they make the World Series.
That'd be impressive. I'm going to admit that. That would be impressive. I think that'd be cool.
Yep. And then right after that was the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys beat the Chargers last night.
I'm just going to say, yay!
Now, yeah, yay!
If the Chargers were in San Diego, I'd be a little more. Or if they were in San Diego, I'd be a little more split between the Cowboys and the Chargers. I'd be a little more split. But they left and they went to L.A. So I have nothing. Nope. Sorry. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure Benny knows.
And I have no dog in the fight.
Yeah.
I'm being a Saints fan.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. You don't care, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Cowboys.
All right, good job on Jake's take. Thank you for that information.
Thank you.
A couple things we do need to do. We need to make sure we do our trivia question. Yes, we teach the Word of God. I felt bad because we did that, and then I prayed for Roger, and you just have to love Joanne and Cordelia because they know I'm trying to pull all these things together, like all the names and everything. They know what's going on, and my brain's going over here and it's over here, and I got nine things on the table in front of me, and sometimes it's hard to pull it all together. I don't know if you notice that or not, you know? And then I guess the older you get, the more interesting that becomes. I hope it's you forget the things you forget. By the way, hint from Jennifer, that was not a SpongeBob thing.
Oh, okay.
Just let you know, okay? I mean, it goes way...
I was wrong.
It goes way back before that, which I thought it might. I thought it was great. Anyway, excellent job, Jennifer. All right, so let's get into some of these things. We must, by the way, do our trivia question, and this is a really, really good one. What should we do, according to Romans 12:9, what should we do with evil? Should we hate/despise evil? Should we follow evil? You kind of hunt it down? Or should we desire evil? What should we do with evil? Romans chapter 12, verse 9. So when evil arises, right, you either, the first one is either hate/despise, because those are the two main ones that you could connect to. Do you follow it as in hunting it down, or do you desire it? That's the question. And so for all those people, I love this because people hate when I do this. I try to be really careful with it, but you know, this notion, well, any kind of hate is evil. Well, then God's evil. Because there's six things the Lord hates, yea, seven. Seven things in Proverbs chapter 6 that God lists he hates. So not hating everything is the way that they make it seem. But see how the world twists the word love and the word hate? They twist everything. It's just... you can't use their definitions. They're all doing it with blind. They're doing it while they're blind. But anyway, answer the trivia question. What should we do with evil? Hate/despise? Follow it, as in like pursue, or desire it? Romans chapter 12, verse 9. That's the place you want to figure it out. If you want to give us a holla, you just call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are going to jump right into our DNA to see if we can actually get some of their teaching in this first segment. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Withdraw yourself. I mean, literally, Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness by himself. That tells you how to do it right there. That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26 says, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of you when I return in glory. So don't do that. And then A, always be ready
to serve,
which means you are actually considering other people as you're doing your laundry list of prayer.
What's a laundry list of prayer?
That's when you go in before the Lord in prayer and you just list off the things you need. And then you go, oh, I need this. Thanks. Bye. Okay. Instead of doing that, start your entire prayer time after you've given thanks by praying for somebody else. Right? That's the key. Oh, see that right there? See, if you spend time thanking the Lord, you're in prayer, and then you focus on somebody else, you're going to find that when you do pray for yourself, there's a richness to it that's better than before because you've been selfless, not selfish. And that is the way to approach it. Okay? All right. So we got that rolling. We got the trivia questions. Very straightforward. It's not even overly complex. What should you do with evil? Should you despise / hate it? Should you follow it, like hunting it down? Or should you desire it? Romans chapter 12, verse 9 is the reference point. And if you think you know, reach out to us. In the meantime, we're going right into the text in Galatians because you cannot miss this, and this is huge. Okay? I am not telling you to become a monk. Can I say that any different? Do not become a monk. I mean, if you want to become a monk, I guess you could, but that's not really in the scriptural frame. All right, somebody is calling in. We're going to give them a chance to answer, and then we're going to go back to why I'm even talking about being a monk. Okay. And I'm not saying all monks are bad, so don't get weird. And in fact, some monks got together and made great stuff. That's fantastic. But we're going to look at verse 9 and be honest about it, because what it says in verse 9 is powerful. Do you understand? It's powerful. We need to apply it to our own lives. So let's see if the person wants to answer the trivia question. If they do, we'll give them that chance. Yes, let's send them on through. Give them that chance. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay.
All right.
Long time no talk to you, and I'm really glad to hear from you. And I pray for you on a pretty regular basis, and I just... blessed to hear your voice. Let me just say that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right, here's the triv question. Pretty straightforward. What do we do with evil? Do we despise / hate it? Do we follow it, like kind of pursuing it? Or do we desire it? According to Romans 12:9, what do we do with evil?
We hate it.
That is correct!
Whatever. Yeah.
That is correct, Amundo! If it's evil, the people that should know without having to use any kind of world standards are Christians who have Jesus in their heart by faith and the Holy Spirit in their lives living, because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, we have a book that makes it pretty clear, good, bad, and indifferent. It's just like, okay, got that, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Awesome, brother. Can we pray for you? Anything you want to share? It's up to you. It's your call.
We just want to let you know we had a service for NOLA, and we went to Tampa, and it was a celebration of life service for her. And just pray for my son and his wife and us, my wife and I, and all the friends and family that attended, and it was a pretty big event. So there's a lot of support from people, and my son spoke. My daughter-in-law spoke, and one of her former doctors and a couple of teachers, and I said a couple of things. So, I'd say they wanted it to be a more positive experience.
Yeah. No, I understand. Because, her life was a blessing, so that's not...
Oh, gosh, yes.
So, I mean, that, I think what people need to catch is it's horrible now, but it will not always be that way. And that is what our faith is about. And that's what I think people miss a lot, is they think everything is here and now and only here. It's like, that is so ridiculous. There is a point coming where there's going to be a reunion, and that reunion is going to be outstanding, and it's going to be full of joy and full of happiness and full of happy tears. And it's like, as difficult as it is, and it is, and everybody should be praying for that comfort, there is something to look forward to, and that is a real family reunion that doesn't last for a weekend.
That's right. Thanks.
Right? All right, brother. Love you.
All right. Well, have a good day, and we'll talk with you next time.
All right. God bless you, brother.
Lord bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And I would ask everybody in the audience to pray for our buddy John, his family, just everybody involved, NOLA's folks, everybody. And just pray for him. Take that on. You heard John speak. Just share. Just bring it for the Lord. Just such a blessing. NOLA's dancing on Streets of Gold, so she's doing, you know, phenomenal. And now the family needs to kind of recoup in that and then get ready to the next reunion, which will be the ultimate reunion. Okay? That's the big one. Got that? Okay. Great job, by the way, John, on trivia. All right, let me go back to this text, and Alex, I'm going to take about 2 or 3 minutes because this is super important, and I might even carry it over. So just kind of bear with me, Jacob, because I don't know what I'm doing yet. Verse 9 in Galatians 5 says this: it only takes one wrong person among you to infect all the others. A little yeast spreads quickly through the whole batch. Now, this is just, this isn't even, this doesn't mean that people that are difficult in the Christian faith you should get rid of. I know some people have tried to use this for that. That's incorrect. Okay? This person's difficult. It's not saying your whole life should be super smoothie and everything's about smoothie and, you know, you don't want any chunks in the smoothie. You just want it to be said. That's not what it's saying. It's talking about people that infect other people. And infect isn't, oh, they're sad and it bums me out. Infect is along the lines of, these are people that function in a legality telling you, you must do this in order for you to be accepted by God, which has nothing to do with what God said. And if you allow that, it can penetrate you. And what I mean by that is, somebody can say one thing about the Lord, and you in the back of your mind, if you don't shut it down, think, is that right? Is that true? Do I need to? Is that right? And so you start going through, and that creates then the doubt. And what Paul is talking about is these people that infect you against the simplicity of your communion with Jesus. And it's that kind of, you've got to watch out mentality that he is trying to encourage these people in. And you know, because we've been talking about this for 6 or 8 months, Paul's trying to tell them, man, you guys were doing great, and then you let somebody get in there, and they said, oh, you got to do this and this and this and this, so you're not saved unless you do this, you're not a believer unless you do this, and it all is attached to the law. And Paul's like going, it's ridiculous. And then he goes, if you let these people make that kind of influence in you, they're going to infect you. And you know what? If you don't take care of an infection, it spreads, and it creates problems, and it creates pain and difficulty. Get rid of that. Now, again, that's not a person who's just a jerky person. Otherwise, you'd have to leave the planet. Okay, you can't do that. Okay? But it is people that are just like taking the truth of God and then saying, oh, you need to add this and this and this and this and this. Hey, here's an idea. Have a living, loving relationship with God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And don't worry about the rest of it. Just do that. Everything else will come out fine. You will shine because of your connection. That's all you got to do. Stop worrying about what other people think. Stop worrying about what somebody else tells you. If I tell you something and it's contrary to what God wants you to do, you have a responsibility to do what God wants you to do. You don't answer to me. You answer to God. You will always answer to God. No pastor, no preacher present is greater than the Word of God, or more important than your own conscience to God. Get that? All right. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing! amazing.
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form, and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience.
Bottom line is what I'm about to share with you does not mean that churches are bad. There are a multitude of great churches. Jesus had an address to 7 churches in the book of Revelation, right? Multiple of those churches were excellent. Everybody had something they can improve on, change, grow in. Only 2 of those churches were super, super bad. The idea behind that is never take what I'm about to share as how the church is at large. This is no indictment on the church of God, the bride of Christ. Never think of the church that way. The Lord God Almighty loves the church. If you don't love what God loves, if you don't love who God loves, that's a whole separate issue that you have to deal with. You understand that?
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. And as with every penalty, you're sure to...
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. You know, I like these shows. I'll just tell you why. Because I don't know where it's always going. But that's kind of fun because it's like, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Here's your next trivia question. We've talked about this before. We even had a trivia question. Some people got it wrong. Some people got it right. Let's understand. It's very important. What did the church of Ephesus in the book of Revelation, what did they forsake? Did they forsake fasting, prayer, or their first love? Fasting, prayer, or their first love. So, what did the church at Ephesus forsake? Fasting, prayer, or their first love? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay? Now, we haven't done as many of these as I want to do, which tells you I'm going to do a joke, okay? This is a little longer joke. It's one joke, okay? It's about a paragraph and a half, okay? You just got to listen. If you don't think it's funny, I forgive you. Okay, that's a joke. So there was 2 jokes. See, you already got 2 going. Here we go. Here's your joke for the time. Here it is. Ready? And you'll know when I'm done. Here we go. The boss called one of his employees into the office. Rob, he said, you've been with the company for 6 months. You started off in the mailroom. Just 1 week later, you were promoted to a sales position. 1 month after that, you were promoted to district sales manager. Just 4 months later, you were promoted to vice president. And now it's time for me to retire, and I want you to take over the company. What do you say to that? Thanks, said Rob. Thanks, the boss replied. That's all you can say? Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks, Dad. See, thanks, Dad. See, get it. See. Okay. He's still trying to figure out what to do with that. You're not doing anything with that? I'm not getting any sound? Oh, come on. Thanks. Okay. Like, thanks, Dad. Oh, come on.
I'll give you a sympathy laugh.
Okay. I'll take it right now.
Good try.
See, that's how it goes. Sometimes you get a sympathy laugh.
Your trivia question is straightforward. What did the Church of Ephesus forsake? Was it fasting, prayer, or their first love? Fasting, prayer, or their first love? That's the question. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. Don't forget, we do have four tickets and a parking pass available for the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes against SMU Mustangs. That's going to be playing on October 28th at 11 a.m. So if you want those tickets, you got to reach out to us and tell us. We're going to certainly give them away by the end of the week. They are available for you to reach out to. You can text, you can send an email, or you can call in. But we do have somebody who's calling in, and I assume, careful with that word, I watched Odd Couple, I am assuming that it is going to be in relationship to the trivia question. And then after that, I'll do this next little bit of teaching, which is really another really cool thing. So we're getting ready, just so you can know, in Galatians, because we're actually close to getting done with that book as well. So I got to come in with another book, which I'm kind of thinking Malachi might be fun, but we'll see. But anyway, we're about to get into that part where we get into the fruits and so on and so forth, and it's, wow, it's challenging, not just in the study, but in the whole process. All right, so somebody is ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. Who am I talking to? This is David.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, all right, good. Yes.
Who am I talking to?
My name is Carol.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. All right, here you go. Here's your trivia question. Get ready. All right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Church of Ephesus, what did they forsake? Was it fasting, prayer, or their first love?
Their first love.
That is correct, Amundo! You are right! And what's amazing is they didn't really lose it, they left it. Which is really kind of different. It's like they walked away from that. It's like, don't do that. Spend time with them. Stay steady. And that happens in a lot of relationships. People lose that beginning part. And Jesus' advice was to remember how it was, repent, and do what you did at first. Like, wow.
Amen.
That's just the best advice ever that anybody could ever give. So excellent job. Yeah. I so appreciate
you. Thank you for the reminder.
Okay, you got it.
God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phenomenal. Okay? All right. Now, back to the teaching. Here's something that's really important, right? We only got about 3 or 4 minutes to get this little bit in, but that's okay. All right? The very next line in Galatians, verse 10, Galatians 5:10 says this, and listen to what Paul says. He says, after he said it only takes one wrong person among you to infect all the others, a little yeast spreads quickly throughout the whole batch. Verse 10, he says, I am trusting the Lord to bring you back to believing as I do about these things. Here's something that won't get talked about a lot. Either way, here it is. Paul is trusting God to bring these people back to the place of faith. When you first start off in your Christian walk and you start off in faith, and then you move to a works-oriented mindset, you can still be redeemed. Even though you've fallen from grace, you're not following the grace anymore. You're kind of following a works attitude. You can come back to the believing aspect. And you think, well, first of all, that's right there in the scripture. Second of all, that's exactly what happened to me. And I want you to hear what I'm going to say. I started off in my Christian walk, and man, faith was everything. I mean, it's just totally trusting. Oh, nope, Lord's got to do it. I mean, I was one of those. It was pretty radical in the very beginning. I think we've told this story before, but one time I was going to look for a job. This really happened to me. Not kidding. It's not a joke. I was like, all right, Lord, I need a job. And I picked up the newspaper and I said, you know what? I'm not even going to look in the newspaper. Lord, I trust you for a job. I ask you to bring me a job. That's what I said to the Lord. I walked outside the front of my house where the landscaper was, and the guy who knew me knew who I was. And he said, hey, David, he goes, are you looking for a job? I got a job for you. That's the kind of faith I used to have. From that into a much more legalistic structure where we were more apt to, than John 3:16, we were more apt to quote, those who stand, take heed lest you fall. You're more apt to quote that one. Then the Lord brought me out of that again back to a place of believing. And having a higher level of faith than maybe I've ever had before, to some degree, and maybe more mature, not personally, but spiritually. And so in that process, the Lord brought me back to faith. And people that get caught up in legalisms, and even in cultic kind of thinkings, can be brought back to the simplicity of faith. As long as there's people praying for them, hoping on them, loving on them, watching out for them. And it's like, I don't want you to think that somebody has gone down some legalistic path. They're lost. No, they're not. It's amazing to consider that you can start off happy in faith, move into a legalism, and then get pulled out of that legalism back into a happy in faith position. Isn't that just a blessing to know? Oh, I love it. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
When you are in the presence of the Lord and His presence is strengthening you, and we talked about that can happen through the Word of God, through prayer, and through fellowship. And then you go through some process where somebody sends you a text, or somebody sends you a letter, or somebody calls you, or somebody sends you an email, or somebody looks at you funny, or somebody kind of glances, or somebody says something about you, or you hear something about yourself, or you eat the wrong kind of tacos and you just feel bad and the joy is sucking away at the moment. Here is the answer while the devil is trying to take your joy away. Here is the key for the next 365 days for your life. When the devil takes the joy away by robbing you, you go back into the presence of God again. When the devil comes in and robs you and takes that joy, will you get up off your duff or your blessed assurance and you go into the presence of God again, be it prayer, be it Bible, be it fellowship, be it worship, be it whatever. I don't care. Get up and get back in the presence of God again. And when the devil comes around the second time and knocks on your door and you open it and he takes it from you again, then you get off your blessed assurance again and you get back into the presence of God again. And when he does it a third time, you do it again. And when he does it a fourth time, you do it again. Because the strength of the Lord is in the joy of the Lord, which is found in the presence of the Lord. And when he comes a-robbing, you go to refill. When the tank is empty, put gas in it. When you're depleted, fill it up. And you think, well, I can't do that. Why not? You did it the first time. Yes, but that was special. Why? Because you tried. Try again. But you don't understand. No, I don't care. That's much, much more heartless to say that, huh? That's a good one. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I care about the truth. I don't care about somebody's, well, my perception. Well, good for you. God bless you. When you can figure out that you can argue with God, let me know how that goes. If you win that argument, you come back. You can take the throne. But you ain't going to win it. So when the enemy comes and he comes a stealing, you do exactly what you need to do to take it back. If he steals from you, you take it right back. Why? Because you can. Because he's not empowered to keep it from you. He's empowered to take it momentarily. You're empowered to take it right back. Take it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Remember, the fourth of five trivia questions, the fourth one, usually a little tougher. I don't think it'll be that hard. But this is going for the Old Testament. Which prophet exhorted Israel regarding tithes and offerings? Was it Malachi, Zechariah, or Haggai? Which prophet exhorted Israel regarding tithes and offerings? Was it Malachi, Zechariah, or Haggai? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. Lots of cool stuff up there, plus an opportunity to give. And if you can give, we'd love it. Be a part of it, our partnership that way. You're only going to get a receipt because we're a 100% nonprofit tax-deductible entity. That's it. I mean, we're not giving you any. I'm not getting you a donut. I'm not buying you a Ferrari. You're not getting a truck. You're not getting a bicycle. You're not even getting a fudge brownie. You're not getting anything except for a big thank you. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Check it out if you want to give. It's right there on the site. Super easy to do. Go to hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Okay, are there any questions? Yes.
Where's the basement?
Excuse me?
Aren't we going to see the basement?
There's no basement at the Alamo.
Jacob, just remember, there's no basement at the Alamo.
Good to know.
Good for you to know. All right, trivia question then into the teaching. For those of you that know where that's from, how are you not just smiling ear to ear? Which prophet exhorted Israel regarding tithes and offerings? Was it Malachi, Zechariah, or Haggai? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. This next section is not my fault. Can you put any higher level of a defense on the word of God that you're about to talk about by saying that? This is not my fault. Verse 11, dear brothers and sisters, if I were still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why would the Jews persecute me? The fact that I'm still being persecuted proves that I'm preaching salvation through the cross of Christ alone. Okay, I'm going to repeat that for those that are struggling about the works thing. Here's what he says. I am still preaching salvation through the cross of Christ alone. Through the cross of Christ alone. But verse 12 is this moment in Scripture where people just, they get into a denial of it, which I don't know why, but they do. And he says this in verse 12. I only wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves. That is the softest English text you will ever get out of that portion. And I don't even think it's good the way that the text really reads. Because in Galatians, in the New King James, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 12, Paul goes a little further than that. And he says this. He says, "Brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would go all the way and cut themselves off." You might not like the imagery, but I did not write the imagery. I am not responsible for the context that the content that's in Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. But Paul says these people that are preaching circumcision, they are a real, real bother. And I wish instead of just circumcising at the top, they would go all the way. If you don't think that is, in a sense, sarcasm or some kind of very negative statement, you're losing it. It's like, he's like going, I wish they would just, like, you know, cut themselves off completely because this is just getting to be absurd. And that's what happens when people are so committed to a false kind of direction or a false kind of teaching. He's like, look, the salvation that we rejoice in comes through the cross of Christ alone. You don't get to take credit for it. I don't get to take credit for it. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, no flesh will glory in his presence. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for it's by grace that you have been saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's no issue here. It's salvation through the cross of Christ. But people who are trying to add circumcision as part of that salvation process or anything else, Paul's like, I wish they'd just go all the way. Nah, he ain't talking tip circumcision. I think you guys know exactly what he's talking about. And he doesn't have any hesitation saying it. And he says this, verse 13, for you have been called to live in freedom. What happens is we are great at complicating what God has made simple. You're not the only one. Abraham and Sarah complicated what God made simple by trying to fulfill the promise of God for God, and that created Ishmael. Not a great plan. People try to complicate it because they want to control it. But if salvation is a gift from God, how do you control the gift? Just think of that. I mean, just like, wow. And so what he says is, you know what? Here's the deal. The deal is you have been called to live in freedom. That is the nicest way to understand. God doesn't want you to live in bondage, not to any religious ideology, not to any particular type of discipline or anything like that. He wants you to understand that salvation is a gift given by grace, received by faith, because God loves you. Stop trying to make it hard in the context of complicating it, and primarily, more importantly, stop trying to control it. Stop trying to control the walk. Stop trying to tell God how to do it. Stop telling him he's doing a lousy job. Stop telling him you're just frustrated with the whole thing because nothing ever changes. Of course things change. And it's okay to say, I'm really struggling with this. I need your help and be in that relationship. That's a communication. But just telling God, this is just unfair, that's a complaint. You want to communicate? Communicate. Talk to God. Share your heart. Share your feelings. You want to complain? Let me please step a few extra feet away from you, because I don't want to get zapped by the lightning that comes down from heaven. Okay? Is that fair enough? Okay, cool. All right. Which prophet exhorted Israel regarding tithes and offerings? Was it Malachi, Zechariah, or Haggai? It was Malachi. Malachi, which should tell you everything. If you haven't read that, you should know that. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, that truth station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. CowPunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, CowPunch does it all. CowPunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with CowPunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? CowPunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's CowPunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. CowPunchSites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch. Ouch. But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is. And this is just too. And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures, and I couldn't stop talking." Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Last trivia question. I will remind you that if you have a desire to have those tickets, I just want to say that again one more time. Tulsa Golden Hurricanes against SMU Mustangs on the 28th of October. At 11 a.m., so it's 4 tickets and a parking pass. All you got to do is reach out to us by text, by phone, or by email, and we will be able to get you those tickets. But here is your trivia question, and this is a little different, so I need you to bear with me. Just think about what's being said, okay? Just think about what I'm saying. What does the word testament mean? Does it mean justice or law, glory or power, or covenant or concert? Testament. Testament. Does it mean, okay, covenant or concert, glory or power, justice or law? Which one do you think? Testament. So you have testament, the Old Testament and the New Testament, okay? So is that covenant or concert, glory or power, justice or law? That's the question. It's kind of a challenging question, I'll tell you that right now. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are going to do history. Hello. Let's do history sound.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
right, here we go. Today is Wear Something Gaudy Day. How do you wake up and then you go, somebody says, it's Wear Something Gaudy Day. Oh, wait, I've got to go home and change so I can wear something gaudy. I mean, is that just kind of a weird, is that bizarre or what? It's like, okay, I have no idea. I mean,
yeah, that's
just a bizarre thing.
Yeah,
to
that's
do.
A bizarre one.
National Pasta Day. I'm okay with that. Love pasta. Loves me a little too much since it seems to hang on into my life a little too long. All right. What do you do? Let's see. First British Open Golf Championship. Watch this. On this day in 1860. That's how long ago the British Open Golf Championship started. In 1860. Probably even most important or more important than that. In 1937 on this day, Donald Duck's three nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, first appeared in a comic strip. See, those are the things you have to live by.
Golf and Donald Duck.
Golf and Donald Duck. All right, here's Donald Duck sneezing. Ready?
Okay, that's pretty good.
That's not bad for us, right? Okay, I can't do anything else. I can just do the sneeze. Okay. That's our history. Here's our trivia question. What does the word testament mean? So you got Old Testament, New Testament. Is that covenant, glory, or justice or law? I mean, what was that? What does that word mean? If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the text we go. We've just been going through this portion. You have to love this portion in, I love this portion of Galatians. And we're getting ready to launch into living by the Spirit's power, knowing the difference between the Spirit and the flesh. You know, it's just like that fight between them. And so we do have somebody calling in. We're going to give them a chance to answer the trivia question if they can, unless they're calling on the tickets, and we'll see what happens there. And yes, no, trivia? Yes. Yes, trivia? All right, so we'll give them a chance to answer. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. I'm feeling pretty good. You know, the show didn't go exactly as I thought, but that's okay. sometimes you just go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? Just say wherever it goes, that's where we go. So how are you feeling today? About the same?
About the same, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
We just keep praying.
We're just going to keep doing that. First, let's answer this, though. The word testament, does it mean covenant or glory and power or justice in law?
Covenant.
That is correct, Amundo! Covenant can be it's much more than a contract, but it's a modified agreement between two parties, of which one or two or one party or both parties are an active processor in it. But that's what it is. It's covenant. So, and actually there's a reference to that in Genesis 9:9. For the covenant that God gave with Noah. So that's kind of a cool little thing right there. Good job, by the way, Gary, because that's a lot of people are like, eh. Now, you just got to think Old Testament, New Testament. Old deal, new deal. Okay, that's kind of how we're dealing with it. All right, let me pray over you. Anything else going on or just prayer for health?
I just pray about health and things in general.
Okay, you got it. Let's pray. Father, I come before you, and I always pray for Gary, and I want to pray for him, but Lord, he's got other things in life that he needs help with. And so, Lord, we're asking you to give him favor and grace in the other situations he's dealing with, in life itself, and just the simpler, more basic things that are around him. But we also press in to ask you to give him healing power in his body so he can find restoration, redemption, and a revitalization. He needs a form of a resurrection now, and we ask you to bring that into his body by the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll keep praying because we believe you can do it, and we will keep petitioning you until it's done. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, and I'll continue to pray for all of you, and God bless you.
You too, brother. God bless you. All right. Great job by our brother Gary. All right, let's finish this off. I just want to make sure you get this last little bit. It's really cool, so just follow it along. Here in verse 13 of Galatians 5, for you have been called to live in freedom, not freedom to satisfy your sinful nature, but freedom to serve one another in love. Listen to that. See, here's the thing. The thing is, The Lord has set you free. You are not a slave to sin. In that freedom, that doesn't give you the right or the position or the authority to indulge in your sinful nature, but it gives you the right to operate as a willing servant for those that God brings into your universe. And why that's so empowering, it's so powerful. Listen, I wrote this before, but listen, we've been liberated from slavery only to become willing servants to one another. You see that? You see that dichotomy there, right there? You have been set free from slavery. Now become a slave willingly to help one another, to love one another as you love yourself. The reason that we would do that is because it demonstrates our love. We want to serve one another out of our response of love to God. One of the ways we demonstrate that we love the Lord is because we want to serve and help that which he loves and those whom he loves. That demonstrates. Even the scripture says, in an assurance context, you know you've passed from death to life because of your love for the brethren. And this is the way to really work that, because I promise you there's a lot of people that are going, but I don't have that love. That's come before the Lord and say, I want to have that love for those you love. Right next to salvation, I can promise you, that's the next prayer getting answered in your life. I mean, that's just like, of course he's going to say yes. So we have this position that Paul says, hey, you were slaves. Now God has set you free. Now that you're free, become willing slaves, become bondservants, choice slaves, because you love Jesus. You see how that's a different spirit altogether. There's no, it's not an obligation. It's the motivation. The motivation why I do things for my wife is because I love her. I don't have to do all those things, but I like it when it's helpful to her, and that blesses me. So blessing her then blesses me. I guess in a sense it could be thought of as a little selfish, but the intent is there, right? All right. Cool stuff. I love stuff like that. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 22.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.